Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the verse I'm going to be reflecting on. Luke chapter 8, verse 27. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. That's our word. You may have a seat. What a strange story that God wrote for us to have for all time's sake. If we would see something like this taking place in today's time, we would wonder where the cameras were, right? We would wonder if we were on some bad Hollywood set or some Jerry Springer show. You'd just be like, really? Is this happening? And how do you even make sense of it? I don't know about you, but as I go through this account and I see that God actually put this in the Bible for us, I'm actually comforted by these words because doesn't it feel like we are living in some pretty strange times right now? I mean, we can't even make sense of the weather, right? It's serious. What is going on now? You got governments kind of at odds with each other with all the stuff going on in Iran and the Middle East and the weather and the crops and all that stuff here. And there's just this level of angst. It's like everybody's kind of on edge. And when is it all going to change? When is everything going to find balance? And Have you ever been in a situation where there's just angst and chaos and then suddenly somebody with just a little bit of know-how and a little bit of leadership ability seems to just come in and then there's this level of angst that just drops? You call it a non-anxious presence. When I was working ambulance, if you could do this in the midst of chaos and accidents and emergencies, if you could be the one that would come in with some calm, with a little bit of skill, a little bit of know-how, people around who are sort of in a panic would look to you and they'd just go, And I've seen it in schools, too, in the classroom, when maybe a class has a substitute teacher for an extended period of time, and the kid's like, ah, yeah, 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 and then the real teacher shows up, and they're like, why? Because there's a little bit of skill, there's a little bit of care and compassion that the leader has, right? And they're going to lead these children for the coming days. And you know what? We need a leader. We need somebody to lead us. And that's what this passage is talking about. And I love the way that God inspired Luke to write even just verse 27. It's like, here's the Word made flesh, God himself, and Luke decides to focus on his feet. And you see this story where Jesus steps out onto the land. He steps out onto this foreign soil. He steps out into this community that is just being tormented and is in chaos and is just in disarray because demons are running amok and they're in this one guy, and this poor guy has thousands of demons in him, and he's just running around crazy. And the people, they try everything. They try to lock him up, and poosh, he breaks free. There's no more clothes. He's running through the cemetery, and you're like, gee, many crickets. What do we do? And this is going on for years. And the people are just beside themselves. And then here comes the leader. Here comes Jesus. He steps out onto the land. It's like a platoon sergeant or in a battle. All right, someone that has some skill and some know-how, stepping out with their troops behind him, confident that the battle's going to be won. And that's what Jesus does. He steps out right onto the land, and in an instant, the demons take notice. Why? Because somebody's in their sandbox. Wait a minute. Jesus? You're supposed to be on the other side of the lake, and now you're here? What do you have to do with us, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Did you come to torment us? Oh, please, 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 don't send us into the abyss. See, the demons didn't want to be destroyed, and they were compelling this man to act in the way that he was doing. And they were having free reign. They were getting people to worship these idols over here, stirring up the pot over here, and they were just having all kinds of fun until Jesus showed up. And here's where we get some comfort, and here's where we get some hope. Evil, chaos, disorder, disarray cannot stand in the presence of an orderly, peace-filled God. Evil will not win. Chaos will not win. Disorder will not win. Why? Because God is a God of order. He's a God of peace. He's a God of love. He's a God with a plan. And here steps Jesus into this battlefield. And you know what this is? This is one battle. Actually, this is one moment of one battle in a spiritual war for our souls. And this kind of stuff is going on even today. These battles that are taking place, whether they're physical battles, whether they're spiritual battles or mental or emotional battles, people are facing battles. And they're going to go on until Jesus returns. And yet here we have in the scripture, Jesus steps into the middle of it. And he stands toe to toe with chaos and disorder and evil with confidence. With assurance that he's in control and the demons cannot stand. And so the man is compelled to fall before his knees. The demons are compelled to fall before their knees. And they say, don't send us into the abyss. Don't destroy us. I see this section of scripture. And I have some questions. There's a lot about it that I don't understand. And one of them is, what's with the pigs, right? What did they do to deserve this? And we actually get a little bit of character of Jesus here. Jesus is communicating that he's in control. Jesus is communicating that he cares about all aspects of creation. You see, the demons are simply fallen angels. He cares about even them. He does not want to see even them destroyed, yet they are evil. They will not repent. They will not do anything to change their circumstances. He doesn't want to see them destroyed, so he leaves them up to their own devices. They say, send us into the pigs. Go ahead. And then you see, it's demons. It's the evil that causes the pigs to be in chaos and run around and run amok. And then, whoop. Evil does itself in. Evil destroys itself. It's God stands victory. God stands alone. God stands confident. It was the evil that did itself in. And that gives us hope, and that gives us comfort. Why? Because we are facing battles upon battles. I think about what the farmers are facing right now. I think about people who have been diagnosed with cancer. I think about marriages on edge. I think about all these things that are just making you just go crazy, and you're wondering, who's going to lead us through? I think about the announcement that was made about who's going to lead this congregation as the next lead pastor. Is it going to happen in September? Is it going to be the end of 2020? Who's going to lead? Who's in control? And God's saying, I'm right here. I got this. I got you. I'm stepped in here. You see, Jesus is standing toe to toe with you. And you come face to face with your fears. You come face to face with your own battles. And you know what? Jesus doesn't want to see you destroyed either. And he knows what's going on. He says, I know. I know even the secrets that you don't want me to know about. I know them. And I'm not running from them. I'm standing here with you. And I'm going to see you through this. All the while that Jesus is whispering that, the devil is shouting in your ear, you're no good. God doesn't care about you. La, 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 la. Lie, 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 lie. And Jesus is saying, I'm right here. I'm a God of peace. I'm a God of order. I'm a God with a plan. You are part of that plan, and I'm going to see you through it. You see, it's one moment and one battle in the war for your human soul that was won on Calvary's cross. And that gives us the ultimate comfort. You see, Satan thought he won. Evil thought he'd triumph. But no, death even couldn't destroy Jesus. Death could not stand victorious. Jesus even broke through the bonds of death and stands victorious through the Easter resurrection. And Jesus is coming back. And what does that mean for you and for me? That we can stand with confidence. Amen? Hey, people are here today. All right. You can stand with confidence because your Lord is standing right there with you. Your Lord is going to see you every step of the way, no matter what God, what challenges the world, the devil, or anything tries to throw at you. God is going to be there walking with you every step of the way. He's shown that promise to be true time and time again. He's given us words that we can go back to and find comfort and solace in. He's our risen Lord. We are his children. Amen.